This is an I Am Listening exclusive podcast.
Hello and welcome to this little mini-series with me, Kaylee.
And me, Liz.
This is the Tread Lightly podcast with the Raynham Eco Hub. And in this mini-series, we are delving into local politics.
With the general election just around the corner, we hope that you find this episode interesting and insightful as we interview the MP candidates for Gillingham and Raynham about their policies and their thoughts on all matters relating to politics and the environment.
Hello and welcome back to this episode where we have invited Ray Chisty from the Conservative Party, who's going to be standing in the Gillingham and Raynham general election 2024. Sadly, we haven't had a response for him to attend. So what we thought we would do is share the questions that we asked all of the candidates, and then we will leave it up to you to be able to discover and have a look at how he has maybe voted or what he has said that he stands for with these questions. So the first question that we asked all of our candidates was,
can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, what got you into politics, and what brings you today to stand as an MP candidate for the Conservative Party?
The next question was about biodiversity, and the question was, we met in a previous podcast with Tom from Kent Wildlife Trust, who spoke to us about the fact that the UK is one of the world's most nature-depleted countries, and Kent is facing an insect Armageddon. Every time I read that, Liz, it makes me blow my mind.
It's rough, isn't it?
With so much of Gillingham and Raynham's wildlife habitat being lost to development, how do you plan to recognise and mitigate the impact that meeting the housing crisis has on nature and wildlife?
The second question takes us to the area of air quality. So it was a question that was put in by one of our supporters of the Raynham Eco Hub, who said, Raynham has been in an AQMA, which is an air quality management area, since 2010, and whilst car emissions are generally improving, the volume and size of vehicles slow moving through our town centre is getting worse. How would you mitigate against the impact of this in the development of a new local plan? Do you want to live more sustainably, but you just don't know where to start?
Did you, like me, sign up for Veganuary and accidentally buy chicken sausages on day two?
Does the whole eco thing leave you feeling confused and sometimes overwhelmed? If so, this is the podcast for you.
Remember to check us out on our socials on Facebook and Instagram, the Raynham Eco Hub. I've got one of my favourite questions that I've asked all of the candidates, and it's about right to protest, because in one of our previous episodes, we spoke with Philip from Christian Climate Action, who was arrested for protesting peacefully with a sign outside a courthouse. He shared with us that the context of which he was protesting is prohibited from being shared as part of his defence. And I would have like really enjoyed listening to Ray's response to this, because I think he has a profession in law. Like he had.
That's true, yeah. That's
and so that would have been really interesting to hear his ideas around this. And so with the question, Philip was saying his context being that it is 50 degrees in Delhi with water restricted and piled up bodies of loved ones dying from heat strain caused by climate change, and yet the most polluting companies and governments are failing to take action. And so the question is, tell us what you would do to support people like Philip to have their voice heard and be able to express it freely. And the next question is,
so on the 20th of October 2021, 265 MPs voted with the government to reject an attempt to toughen up the approach to discharging sewers into our seas and rivers in the UK. Now, Ray Chisty himself did vote to allow sewage to be discharged. So the next question, which is how would you vote in a similar vote, is not necessarily relevant. But the next question is, how do you plan to tackle the issues of sewage in the rivers and put pressures on water companies?
And I would have been really interested to hear the answer to that, because on the other candidates podcast, I basically said to them, help me understand how we get to the point where we stand in the House of Commons and we have to go yay for poo, nay for poo.
Yeah.
Like, and I know I'm saying that flippantly, but like, it would be really good to understand what goes on behind that as to what happens before you make that decision.
Yeah.
To make you say yay for poo, no for poo.
100%. I think to be able to understand what was driving his decision to
better understand
to vote. So yeah, that's a really interesting question. So,
and then I think there is one last one, which was around the power aspect of communities. Like, how would you share the power equally amongst communities and institutions, and kind of how do you empower your local community? And that would have been really interesting to have that conversation. So if we do have any response or any answer to those questions, then we of course will happily and gladly share them on our social media, on Facebook or on Instagram. But for now, we hope that you have enjoyed these mini series. Let's see what July 4th brings.
Yeah, you guys take care. Thank you.
We hope that you really enjoyed listening to this little mini series on politics, and that you have also been able to get a little bit more in-depth information to help inform your decision in the next coming general election.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode and asked just three things of you to help our podcast grow and help us to learn. So please subscribe and rate the podcast. Please share with your friends and family. And please do follow us and engage on our socials on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and now on TikTok. Thank you guys, and we'll see you next time.
This has been an I Am Listening exclusive podcast. For more information, head over to our website, iam-listening.co.uk.